From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, March 16th. I'm Abby Larico. Primary Election Day in Illinois is tomorrow. On the ballot are local U.S. House seats, Republicans in the governor's race, and Democrats hoping to succeed retiring Senator Dick Durbin.
While they may have slight differences in policy issues, they largely agree from a philosophical standpoint. And all in all, I think this one could be pretty competitive on Tuesday night.
St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer breaks down all the primary races we'll be watching. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. The Billikens are headed to the big dance. St. Louis University's men's basketball team was selected to go to the NCAA tournament. That's despite a loss in the semifinals of the Atlantic 10 tournament over the weekend. The 28-5 Billikens are the ninth seed in the Midwest Regional and will play eighth-seeded Georgia on Thursday in Buffalo. They will start the tournament with some assurances head coach Josh Schertz will stay around for a while. The school and the coach announced they have agreed in principle to a long-term contract extension. Mizzou is the 10th seed in the West Regional and will take on 7th-seeded Miami, Florida in St. Louis at Enterprise Center on Friday. The University of Illinois is the 3rd seed in South Regional and will play 14th-seeded Penn in Greenville, South Carolina on Thursday. Missourians on probation or parole could soon regain their right to vote. A voting rights bill recently passed through the Missouri House and has moved to the Senate. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, some criminal justice advocates say this legislation could usher in a slew of new voices to civic engagement.
Courtney Everett is formerly incarcerated and has been disenfranchised for years, but is now able to cast his ballot. He says being able to vote could motivate Missourians on state supervision to teach their families the importance of that right. Everett is also a director for St. Louis University's Prison Education Program. He says the St. Louis area would see an immediate impact from this bill.
I think you would have different types of parents at school board meetings, different types of people at city hall meetings. Hopefully it would kind of change some narratives or add some additional voices.
The bipartisan bill has been reported to the Senate. If it becomes law, people impacted could have their voting rights restored by the fall. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Pentagon has identified the 6 crew members who died after a U.S. refueling plane crashed in Iraq on Thursday. 3 of the service members were from MacDill Air Force Base in Florida, and the remaining 3 were assigned to Rickenbacker Air National Guard Base in Ohio. The Defense Department identified the deceased as Major John Clinner of Auburn, Alabama, Captain Ariana Savino of Covington, Washington, Tech Sergeant Ashley Pruitt of Bardstown, Kentucky, Captain Seth Koval of Mooresville, Indiana, Captain Curtis Angst of Wilmington, Ohio, and Tech Sergeant Tyler Simmons of Columbus, Ohio. The U.S. Transportation Command at Scott Air Force Base in the Metro East oversees these Air Force refueling operations, but no information has been released about whether this mission came from Scott. The Catholic Diocese of Belleville will have a new leader. Diocese Administrator Father Godfrey Mullen was announced Friday morning as Belleville's 10th bishop. St. Louis Public Radio's Rebecca Thiel reports.
Mullen is a Benedictine monk of St. Meinrad Archabbey in Indiana and was ordained as a priest in 1994. He became administrator at the Belleville Diocese after its previous bishop left for an appointment in Nebraska. Mary Fleming is the director of Catholic Charities of Southern Illinois. She describes Mullen as jovial and says he's passionate about using stewardship as a model to grow the church.
No matter what talents we've been given, we can use those to work toward the good of others.
Mullen currently serves as the rector of the Cathedral of St. Peter in Belleville. He also previously served as the pastor for 2 Belleville churches, Blessed Sacrament and Our Lady Queen of Peace. Mullen will be ordained as bishop of the diocese on May 1st. I'm Rebecca Thiel, St. Louis Public Radio.
As part of the nation's 250th anniversary this year, the Illinois State Museum in Springfield is collecting family stories to feature in exhibits, programs, and social media posts. The museum is seeking generational stories that have been told and retold over time, but they say all stories are welcome, including modern ones. This year's Land of Stories initiative also includes planned exhibits around indigenous life, the natural world, and the legacy of U.S. Route 66. Stories can be submitted online at the Illinois State Museum's website. Now's your chance to help make springtime in Missouri a bit less stinky. Registration is open for this year's state Calorie Pear Tree Buyback Program. It's put on by several organizations, including the Department of Conservation and Forest Relief of Missouri. From today through the next month, participants can sign up for a free native tree to plant in exchange for cutting down one or more of the invasive Calorie or Bradford pears on their property. The trees are known for their puffs of white flowers and their distinctively fishy smell. They're not native to Missouri, and their weak branches and trunks are easily damaged in our spring weather. The free replacement trees will be available for pickup April 21st from several locations around the state, including St. Louis, St. Charles, Rolla, and Hannibal. You can register at the Department of Conservation's website. Tomorrow is primary election day in Illinois. Illinoisans have contested races for U.S. Senate, governor, and some local U.S. House seats. St. Louis Public Radio's Metro East reporter Will Bauer spoke with our Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson to break it all down.
Longtime Democrat Dick Durbin announced last year he would not seek a sixth term in the U.S. Senate, and that set off a crowded field of 10 Democrats to jump into the race, and yet only three are considered to be competitive. What should we know about this field of Democrats?
Those three are U.S. Representatives Raja Krishnamoorthy and Robin Kelly, and also Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. Different polls have Krishnamoorthy ahead, but most recently we've actually seen some with Stratton ahead. Most show that Robin Kelly is in third place, though. There's been lots of back and forth, mostly about campaign finance and allegations from both Krishnamoorthy and Stratton that they've accepted campaign funds from MAGA-aligned donors, and there's been a lot of money in this race. Stratton is endorsed by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, and a handful of sitting U.S. senators. Krishnamoorthy has raised nearly $30 million and has been on TV since last summer. Kelly has the support of the Congressional Black Caucus, which doesn't like how involved Governor Pritzker has gotten in this race. But Kelly and Stratton label themselves as a little bit more progressive. Meanwhile, Krishnamoorthy is a member of the House Center-Left Caucus of Democrats, so maybe a little bit more moderates. And while they may have slight differences on policy issues, they largely agree from a philosophical standpoint. And all in all, I think this one could be pretty competitive on Tuesday night.
And what about Republicans?
There are six running, but this race isn't expected to be as competitive. Former Illinois GOP chair Don Tracy is the front runner. And I think it's important to remember here, the Democratic primary, pretty competitive because most people think that's the race that will pick the next U.S. senator, given that Illinois is a tough place for Republicans to win.
So speaking of tough places to win, there are four Republicans that want to take on Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker in November. Pritzker is running for a third term. Who are these candidates?
Yeah, first off, Darren Bailey. He's a farmer from Clay County. He served brief stints in both chambers of the state house, and he was actually the nominee for the Republicans in the governor's race in 2022, and he lost to Governor Pritzker by 12 percentage points, and he wants another chance. He's a little more focused this time on economic issues and less on social issues. However, the other three in the race say they may have supported Bailey in the past, but they need someone else to represent their party. So the first challenger is Ted Dabrowski. He's a banker turned conservative think tank policy researcher. Rick Heidner is a successful real estate developer and video machine gambling mogul. And James Mendrick, the fourth candidate, is the sheriff from suburban DuPage County in the Chicagoland. And there's also a lot of substantive policy agreement from all four. They broadly want to rein in state spending, repeal or heavily amend the law, the state law that got rid of cash bail, and they say the state should look into bringing fossil fuels back, at least in the short term.
You cover three U.S. House districts locally. What are you watching for?
Illinois' 13th congressional district is definitely the most interesting of the bunch. The incumbent Democrat there, Nikki Budzinski, has a challenger from the left. That challenger's name is Dylan Blaha. He's an Army National Guard member from Urbana. And his main objections to Budzinski are immigration-related votes that she took, and also her campaign accepting donations from corporations and AIPAC. It would be a fairly sizable upset for Budzinski to lose. She's a solid fundraiser, has brought a lot of money back to the district, and she's definitely governed as a moderate. Mm-hmm. And on the Republican side, Republicans will need to make a maybe similar decision to the governor's race. Do they renominate the same candidate that lost in the last cycle? His name is Joshua Lloyd. He's a young entrepreneur, but he lost by 16 points in 2024 to Nikki Budzinski. And the new face would be Jeff Wilson. He's a Champaign County board member and believes he's got the experience and better fit for Republicans to flip this seat. Illinois' 15th congressional district, that one should be Mary Miller All the way on the Republican side of the ticket, there are four local Democrats, but this is a really, really conservative district that will be incredibly tough for anyone not a Republican to win in November. And in the 12th Congressional District, there are no contests in the primary. So we'll talk more about that one in November.
That was STLPR's Metro East reporter Will Bauer speaking with our Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson. Thanks to editor Fred Ehrlich. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.